Today we're going to continue in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 1. We're going to start at verse 5 and read to the end of the chapter today. Daniel chapter 1, verse 5, and go down to verse 21. I would encourage you, if it's not a habit of yours, I would encourage you that every time you have someone in front of you teaching God's word, preaching God's word, to put your eyes on scripture for yourself. It's amazing how God's word can transform us and challenge us when we see it for ourselves. Even most of us can testify to this, that when the preacher or teacher is up speaking, God's giving us a tailor-made message while they are speaking. And he can do the same thing as you set your eyes on scripture for yourself. And so Daniel chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 5 and going down to verse 21. And it says, and I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. It says, the king appointed for them a daily ration from the king's choice food and from the wine which he drank, and appointed that they should be educated. How many years? 3 years. And at the end of which they were to enter the king's personal service. Now among them from the sons of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Then the commander of the officials assigned what to them? New names to them. And to Daniel he assigned the name Belteshazzar, and to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Mishael Meshach, and to Azariah Abednego. But Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. Now God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. And the commander of the officials said to Daniel, I am afraid of my lord the king, who has appointed your food and your drink. For why should he see your faces looking more haggard than the youths who are your own age? Then you would make me forfeit my head to the king. But Daniel said to the overseer, whom the commander of the officials had appointed over Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, please test your servants for how many days? Come on, I thought I was talking to the Fort Wilderness Church this morning. For how many days? 10 days. And let us be given what? Some vegetables to eat. And what to drink? And some water. Then let our appearances be observed in your presence, and the appearance of the youths who are eating the king's choice food, and deal with your servants according to what you see. So he listened to them in this matter and tested them for how many days? 10 days. And at the end of how many days? 10 days, their appearance seemed what? Better, and they were fatter than all the youths who had been eating the king's choice food. So the overseer continued to withhold their choice food and the wine they were to drink, and kept giving them vegetables. And as for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence and every branch of literature and wisdom. Daniel even understood all kinds of visions and dreams. Then at the end of days, which the king had specified for presenting them, the commander of the officials presented them before Nebuchadnezzar. The king talked with them, and out of them, not one was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's personal service. Look at this. As for every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them 10 times better. How many times better? 10 times better than all the magicians and conjurers who were in all his realm. In verse 21, we've been focusing on this all week. And Daniel continued until the first year of Cyrus the king. Today, I want to take some time to focus today on standing out without selling out. Before we pray together, I want to say to the parents that are here, it's a blessing. Can we give God praise for having little people in the room with us today? Come on, that means the church is going to keep on growing. Yes, sir. I love hearing little voices. So you good. Let them make all the noise they want. Let them scream if they want to. I'm used to it all. Let's pray together this morning. Our Father and our great God, we are so grateful and thankful for your mercy, your loving kindness towards us. It is simply because of your mercies we have not been consumed. And this morning, we want to thank you for another day with new mercy. Thank you that we have not used up all the mercy you will ever dispense on us, but thank you for the new mercy this morning. Today, Lord God, we've gathered to start our day to hear from you, and we ask you to speak to us. We say, bread from heaven, feed us until we want no more. Unstop our ears, remove the scales from our eyes, allow for us to behold the wonders of your word, that we may be transformed by it. We ask today, Lord, that you would save the sinner. Would you draw the backslider to yourself? Would you encourage the believer? Do it all now for your glory and for our good. In the strong and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Well, church, we've been looking at Daniel as this biblical character who we see has 70 years. Would the church say 70 years? 70 years of sustainable, impactful leadership. This is nothing to just gloss over. You don't see this every day, where a singular person moves through multiple administrations, through various generations of innovations, and remains relevant. But here at the beginning, something that we get a chance to learn, both for the young and for the old, is that as God elevates us, he has to provide us with a solid foundation. Listen to me well. Even we see today with skyscrapers, the taller the skyscraper is, the deeper they have to go down to ensure it has a solid foundation. Why? Because without a solid foundation, everything else you build on it is susceptible to crumble the higher you go up. Oh, many of us that are here today, God brought you to Fort Wilderness to reset your foundation, because where you are now is not where you're going to end up. And there's evidence of this. If you check it out, I was reading some news article, and it pointed me to this. They call it the Leaning Tower of New York. Maybe some of you all have seen it or heard about it. It's a condo in New York in Manhattan. And they began, like most developers, they got to sell a certain percentage of the units before they can even begin construction. Most financing won't be secure until you're able to prove that people are going to buy into this idea. They were able to do that, and a land surveyor came out and told them that this particular part of Manhattan, this is not like the soil everywhere else. You actually have to take some additional steps to ensure that this type of building you're going to build is going to be able to stand after it's completed. Well, this building, guess what the developers did? It did like some of us do. They cut corners. They tried to build this building like all the other buildings in Manhattan. And if you Google it, you will see the building without all the windows even on it is starting to lean at an angle. Well, can I tell you that for many of us, without having a solid foundation, we will end up just like that building. God will begin to elevate us, take us into new spaces, and we will be at a position that we begin to lean, and eventually we will collapse. And here today in Daniel chapter 1, we get a chance to see these young men who are provided with new opportunities, and with new opportunities come new pressures. Because many of us that are here right now are going to have the opportunity to experience promotions, go into new schools, have new careers, jump into new relationships, even leadership roles that can challenge our convictions. And Daniel and his friends are going to show you and I that believers can embrace these new opportunities without compromising your identity. The first thing this passage shows you and I is that you and I should accept new opportunities without compromising your faith. Daniel chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, it shows you and I, listen to me well, God, by his grace, intentionally can place us in unfamiliar places. Oh, for a lot of us that are here right now, it's kind of hard as our time here at Fort is going to come to an end. This is somewhat of a utopia, isn't it? be here. It's peaceful. It's quiet. The rat race of life has kind of come to a halt. You're around a bunch of the other believers who believe in the same God you do. But when we leave from here, you're going to go back to some places and some spaces where it is not so. And you and I should accept that when God puts us in places and in situations that are not this utopia that you've been experiencing for the last few days, that it is still a part of God's will to put you there. And here are these young men. They didn't choose Babylon, but God used Babylon. Because new opportunities may be uncomfortable, but they can still be used as a part of God's assignment for your life. Because you and I must understand and believe and become unwavering that opportunities do not require compromise. Listen to me well. Daniel accepted the educational opportunity. Oh, I want to say to those of you who are parents and are in here right now, if you've been planting the seeds of the gospel, you now got to allow those seeds to grow and prove themselves to be true. Your child may not go to a Christian-focused institution, but you need to believe they're going to be all right. Because if he who keeps Israel does not sleep nor slumber, if God's been taking care of you in your house, he'll take care of them in their house. I mean, do I got a few witnesses in God's house today that can say, hey, man, Reverend, I know what you're talking about, because I have had to wrestle with being unsettled with letting my kids go. But in this case for Daniel, he went into this new environment to get educated, to learn a new language, to be of service to someone who had beliefs contrary to his, but he refused to violate God's commands. Listen to me well. Accept the job. Go to the school. Start the business. Lead the ministry. Move into a new season. Just don't abandon your convictions. Because every opportunity is not a temptation. But here is the key. Every opportunity will test your values. Second thing this passage shows you and I is that you got to maintain your identity when culture tries to redefine you. Daniel chapter 1, verses 6 through 8 shows you and I that when these young people got into this new space, listen to me well, some scholars tell us they're between the ages of about 12 to 17. I mean, they're preteens on the cusp of becoming teenagers. And these young people have an unwavering conviction. Oh, would it be like if many of us right now that are a little bit older in age could go back in time to have that same level of conviction that I'm going to be unwavering in spite of the environment that I'm in. And here, Babylon changed their names. Names represented identity. Culture attempted to rewrite who they were. But Daniel knew who he belonged to, because others will try to define your surroundings, but Daniel stood firm to define his commitment. So in today, you and I can't allow culture to redefine your identity, your morality, your success, what truth is, and your purpose, because our identity comes from God and not from culture. But thirdly, God's path will often look countercultural. In Daniel chapter 1, verses 8 through 16, here is something that's interesting. I want to help many of us who are reading this here. Daniel here is not telling you and I as believers, you can't consume meat and you can't consume wine. The graciousness our God provides to you and I is, I want you to learn from it even earlier on in Scripture. When God speaks to Adam and Eve, he says to them, you can eat of all the trees in the garden, just don't mess with the one. How often it is that many of us always focus on what you can't do instead of accepting all that you can do. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying today? And in this particular case, Daniel made up his mind not to eat the meat or consume the beverage that was offered to them because it had been dedicated to idol gods. Church, listen to me today. There are many of us who will get into spaces where people are thriving And the temptation will be to do the things that they were doing to get there. And you and I must stand for truth, because it is better to have God on your side than compromise your values to get ahead. It's better to do it God's way, to seek the approval of others. Listen to me. A few of you brothers that are in here right now, I can't remember what that movie is, I wish I had the film name. That film came to my mind here. But they were showing these investors who the way that they were able to thrive was they show how many of them would snort cocaine before they would do deals. It was like Matthew McConaughey or something like that. Some of you all maybe remember what I'm talking about. What was it called? Boiler Room, was that was? What? Wolf of Wall Street, that's what it was. Thank you so much. And the temptation when you're this new person walking into this environment is that you feel you want to have the same level of success that that person, those groups of people have had, and the temptation is to do the things that they have been doing. But Daniel and his friends are going to show you and I, if you do it God's way, he can still do what eyes haven't seen and ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of men, all that God can do in and through you. Look at this well. He wasn't rebellious. He wasn't arrogant, but he was faithful. Because obedience will look strange to people who are always moving culture's way. But here, everyone else ate the king's food. Daniel chose to just eat vegetables and water. Because faithfulness doesn't always make sense to the crowd. Here it is. Many of us choose integrity over shortcuts. We need to choose purity over popularity. We need to choose humility over self-promotion and prayer versus panic. And when we do, here it is. God rewards us with unsolicited gifts. I pray you set your eyes on this. Look with me at Daniel chapter 1 and verse 17. It says that as for these four youths, God gave them. Do you see this? They didn't ask for this. He gave them gifts they didn't ask for. To allow for them to stand out, listen to me well, with their peers who went through the same process of preparation. Man, Lord Jesus, can I tell y'all today, you ain't got to kiss nobody's butt. All you got to do is walk with God. You ain't got a brown nose. You ain't got to kiss up. You don't have to go to the after work session and do things that you know compromise your values and your beliefs. All you got to do is just honor God. And here it is. Look at it. It says, as for these four youths, God gave them knowledge and intelligence in every branch of wisdom and literature. And look at this. And Daniel understood all kinds of visions and dreams. And look at this. God gave them this and they didn't ask for it. Because when we obey God, he opens doors. He grants wisdom. He gives you influence. And he provides new opportunities. So let me say to you today, stop chasing recognition. Chase obedience. Because God knows how to reward faithful people. Lastly, lest I hold you too long, because my name is not Pharaoh. I know how to let God's people go. Lastly, obedience will cause you to stand out. Look at Daniel chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. Look at this. Then at the end of the days which the king has specified for presenting them, they matriculated through school. They went to undergrad. They went to grad school. Maybe they were on a track to become a physician. They went to med school. They did their residency. They had checked off all the boxes required for the position. Look at what happens. And the commander of the officials presented them before Nebuchadnezzar. Here are the young boys, the qualified ones we believe are capable of being of service to serve in the highest offices of the land. And the king talked with them, and out of them all, not one was found like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's personal service. And as a matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king consulted them, he found them. Look at this. 10 times better than their peers. You want to know how to stand out in a room that's competitive, where everyone is fighting for every position and opportunity? Just choose to obey God. Just listen to me well. If you hear nothing else I got to say, just stand on business. Stand on God's business and watch him begin to open doors to put a spotlight on you. You are the chosen one. This is the place and position. This is the influence our God has entrusted you with.